In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in the chair for Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday, the 6th of October. Glad to be with you. The death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to rise. In Georgia, a mandatory evacuation order has been issued for more than 500,000 people. And the governor of Florida has asked 2 million people there to evacuate their homes as the storm approaches. Gigi Brown is hunkered down in a family shelter in Palm Beach County.
I'm with family and friends and dogs and cats, and I'm one of these people that doesn't have homeowners insurance. I don't. It's about 20% of my income to afford homeowners insurance. We'll just ride this out for tonight and go back and check on the damage tomorrow.
Now, of course, as we talked about yesterday, evacuating your home or business can be expensive and difficult for anyone. But it can be much harder for people who have chronic illnesses, people who may need dialysis machines, constant power, or critical medications. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at efforts that are happening to care for some of Florida's sickest residents.
For the past several days, Dr. Mina Cotogne and his staff have been working the phones, calling their patients with diabetes and kidney failure.
And made sure that they had their medications. Do they have any needs? Are they having any shortness of breath right now?
Cotogne works for the physician practice Chen Med, headquartered in South Florida. In the run-up to the storm, staff identified the most vulnerable 400 to 600 patients. And now, Cotogne says, they're getting these folks whatever they need.
A patient was running out of the oxygen yesterday. That oxygen was made available to them at no cost because it's an emergency situation.
Not every sick patient is so lucky. Federal statistics show more than 50,000 Americans on Medicare need dialysis in the states most likely to get hit by Matthew. The Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Nicole Lurie, says in the past, chronically ill patients have struggled during natural disasters.
When you evacuate, it's a very stressful situation. You're away from your support system. And we know that stress exacerbates disease, makes it worse. And we know that when your disease gets worse, you have a higher chance of dying from it.
Studies show in the wake of these terrible floods and hurricanes, visits to emergency rooms and hospitals spike by as much as 25%. Dr. Rick DeShazo at University of Mississippi Medical Center says they saw that firsthand after Katrina.
So it's a matter of leadership. Medical centers, private hospital systems are in a position to provide a great amount of care to these folks.
DeShazo says the medical communities that receive people fleeing from the storm need to step up and do what's necessary, or run the risk of very sick people getting worse. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.